Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
And welcome to Circle Talk, connecting the pagans of all paths. In this encore presentation from 2016, Deborah Rose welcomed Kern and Regina Stovall to discuss how they celebrate Yule when so many others around us are celebrating Christmas.
They say that spring will come again. No one knows exactly when. Still the sun, a long-lost friend on the longest night of the year. We stare into the firelight while December beats outside, when the darkest hearts reside on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight. Let the candle burn all night. Welcome. Tomorrow will come back the light. It was the longest night of the year. I used to think the world was small, bright and shiny like a ball. Seems I don't know much at all on the longest night of the year. We press our faces to the glass and see our little lives go past, wave the shadows that we cast on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight. Let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. It was the longest night of the year. Make a vow when solstice comes to find the light and everyone. Keep the faith and bang the drum on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight. Let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. It was the longest night of the year. Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host tonight on Circle Talk. The poem I opened our show with is The Longest Night of the Year by Mary Chapin Carpenter. When I left my office tonight and walked to my car, I realized that today I went to work, it was dark in the morning, and then I came home, it was dark, because the sun had set in early evening. Wow, the longest night of the year. As I turned on my car radio, seasonal songs of Santa Claus filled the air. The wheel is turning, and it is the time of the winter solstice or Yule. Tonight we have two guests who are going to share their pagan traditions in this time of the winter solstice. We're going to talk with Reverend Tim Staker, or Kern, who is a Circle Sanctuary Minister, and Regina, who's in the Circle Sanctuary Ministers and Training Program. We all will be sharing stories and ideas how to celebrate this festive season. Let's meet Kern first. Welcome, Kern.
Deborah.
How are you? Are you staying warm?
Doing our best. We've got all the throw blankets on us and just enjoying this time of year. I think by Yule time, I finally get used to the cold where I can actually enjoy it and for what it is.
There you go. Well, you got one more day. Yule's tomorrow.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about in your tradition. Is Yule a Sabbath that you is part of your pagan tradition?
Oh, yeah, very much so. For me, it's all about, well, it's a lot to do with music during this time. I just love the paganized Christmas songs, the Yule carols, and and just enjoy playing those on the guitar, singing them. And also, we go to a local Unitarian Universalist church here, UUI in Indianapolis, that every solstice they put on what's called a winter solstice singing ritual. And in the past, we've been part of that as a choir. This year, we'll just be attending. But it's a interactive. The congregation sings as well on many of the songs, and it definitely helps me to connect with the Yule spirit and with the whole season there.
Now, did growing up, did you celebrate Yule or any spiritual? Or tell me about some of your childhood traditions.
Gosh, I don't have a lot, except my memories are of waking up Christmas and seeing Hot Wheels tracks, orange Hot Wheels tracks, and do loop the loops and all that, and seeing those by the tree, and very excited about that. And my family I grew up in was not very religious, so it was mostly a secular type of Christmas that I grew up with and enjoyed.
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian household, but probably my favorite childhood memory is my father. There was this little children's book of The Night Before Christmas, and he used to read that to us. And then they had, and this will really age me, way before VCR tapes, they had an 8mm black and white and the reel and all that. And I believe this little movie was about 10 minutes long. And we used to watch, no words, black and white, The Night Before Christmas. So, and that is such I love that poem. I love that. And it was so much fun because I found that it's through Castle Films. It's like it was made like the late 1950s, 1960, and I found it on YouTube, so it was really fun. So I got to watch it again with my sisters. But yeah, that's a memory that brings up. I mean, we had a nativity scene, but I wouldn't say that we were an over-religious holiday. It was more, like you said, secular and Santa Claus, but we sang we had the other big tradition we had is we didn't have a lot of money growing up, but we always had like a party Christmas Eve. We had like punch, which is sherbet and ginger ale, which is still my favorite punch, and cookies. And so that was a really fun thing for us. We got to eat cookies before we went to bed.
Wow. Yeah, we never had any big parties like that. I do remember some people coming over Christmas Eve when my dad was trying to, it's a little before Christmas Eve, a week before. Mm-hmm. So he was trying to trim the bottom of the tree. It was a live tree, and he was trying to put it in the stand, and he accidentally sawed his leg a little bit. And so he had to go to the hospital, get that stitched up. So that's the one time I remember having guests over, yeah.
How fun. Well, what are some things that you do now to celebrate or what Yule mean to you now?
Yule is, for me, embracing the dark time of the year realizing that's a part of life. The day's getting shorter, the night's getting longer, that's not a bad thing, that's part of our cycle. And when that, when we turn that corner ever so slowly at Yule, mm-hmm. of the day starting to get longer, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like a flash of light that, you know, knocks you out. It's more of that subtle, oh, yeah, it's a little bit brighter, longer today, and each day gets more and more. So it's for me, it's that, you know, working through the shadows and darkness and trusting in the light to come.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was very aware this year of the shortening days. And of the temperature, the weather changing. And I can remember in November being out like at 6 o'clock and it was still light and realizing that that's going to be ending soon and realizing, you know, all of a sudden it's, you know, it's 5:30 and it's dusk. And so, yeah, this year for whatever reason, I was very, very aware of the turning of the wheel. So yeah.
Oh
so
yeah, it's here, you know, we say it's a Yule, blessed burr.
Absolutely, and I'm not. I don't like the cold as much as I like the warmth. So I definitely feel. I definitely will feel the weather. Well, let's bring Regina on and meet her. Welcome, Regina.
Hi, Deb. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Well, yes, we can. We can hear you great. So tell us a little bit about how did you celebrate this season as a child?
Yes, as a child, but, you know, when you think of when I think of Yule, I think of back in, like, 1980s when I celebrated still with pagans, and I tend to think of, I don't know how many people might know Linda B. or Linda Patwinski. She always attended Pan Pagan Festival, and she just loved Yule, and she would start in January making handmade gifts for everyone, a little wire-wrapped gift or something. And everyone came to her house, no matter who you were or if you never seen her before, you know, she always gave someone a gift. And my children, who are in their 30s now, still remember that to this day and cherish the little handmade gifts that she gave. And that was so, it was standing room only in this teeny weeny apartment in Hammond. But when I think of Yule, I think of Linda B. So, but as a child, I grew up Lutheran, and we celebrated the traditional, you know, Christmas tree and Lutheran attending church and those kinds of things. This Saturday or this Sunday, a small group of us had celebrated Yule. And some of the things, pardon?
I said, tell us about it.
Okay. Some things that we do when we celebrate Yule is we make a Yule log. We decorate, we get a half of a birch log, a small log, about 12 inches, and we decorate it, and we might glue some tea light candle holders on it and put some evergreens on it or pine cones, hot glue them on. Other things that we've made and I've given as gifts is a little bayberry candle. Light candle, and I put a little poem on it, and it says, a bayberry candle burned to the socket brings health to the home and wealth to the pocket. So, I put it in, you know, those little 10-inch tool, like little netting type that you can buy at the craft store, and I tie it up with that with a little garland, a little star 99-cent wire garland. I do that. Some other things that we've done, I like making a winter blend incense, which is a nice gift to give people. And it's really easy. It's a homemade incense, and it's just three parts. It's equal parts of juniper berries, rosemary, and cinnamon. And I've grounded those up either in an electric grinder or I have used a mortar and pestle and put them in little Ziploc bags and give that as a gift, too. And we burn that incense at Yule also over charcoal.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. I love the smell of cinnamon.
Yes, it's a really nice, easy incense to make. And then when you think about it, you know, cinnamon is for prosperity and protection, and rosemary is for, you know, luck. And juniper berries also is for love and protection. So you're kind of including a little bit of everything in that incense.
And those are all things that you can get at the market or the grocery store. So it's really easily attainable.
Yes, that's what I like about it. Some other things I've done, you know, since you really can't, a lot of the rituals are indoors and you cannot burn, a log indoors unless you have a fireplace. So instead of burning the ashes of the old Yule log, I take the pine needles from the previous year Christmas tree that's all dried up, and I might burn those on open charcoal, kind of dispelling any, you know, thing from the past that you want to let go and release for the new coming year. I've also taken a little Advent wreath, you know, like a little calendar, you know how in Christians they have that little Advent wreath with the four candles. I've done it with eight candles, and we've talked about each light a candle, and we talk about the wheel of the year and each one of the Sabbaths and how our lives have changed through that year. I've also taken, and then you take gold cord and you like tie a star in the middle, so with a string in the middle of that wreath. So it looks like a little pentagram. I've also taken a, you know, those clear plastic ornament balls?
Yeah.
That you can buy at the craft store. I've done a couple different things with those. You can, like, stuff different things and make it like a protection witch's ball. I've also have taken stuff and had people put in there what they would like for the coming year, like even miniature tarot cards or different ribbons, or you might put sage or herbs in there, and then write the year on it. I have also put on mine and my husband's first Christmas tree, I had put the old pine needles from the Christmas tree in those little plastic ball. And so now I still have those and hang them on my current Christmas tree every year. I've also, we take tea lights and we light one tea light off and one after another, and we chant, you know, Selena's favorite chant, solstice sun shining bright. Shortest day, longest night, to represent the growing of the sun as everyone's lighting their tea light one after the other, and you can see the light growing. And then we talk about, you know, the return of the sun. I've also made handmade ornaments to go outside, pine cones that you put peanut butter on and then roll it in bird seed, and also can do that with apples too. And I've also strung garland, like cranberries or popcorn, using dental floss because it's a little easier, and strung those outside for the birds for more natural ornaments. So those are some of the things that I've done.
Those all sound wonderful. I've been writing some down. I really, really like the tea light, lighting it as the light grows. I think I'm going to we host public ritual, and I think that's something I can incorporate next year. That's a really great idea.
Thank you. I've also baked sugar cookies, and there's those little pentagram stamps. And you can stamp the cookies and then just sprinkle it with green or red sugar and serve those too for ritual. But this year we have fruitcake.
You had a fruitcake? You like fruitcake?
No, I don't, but I thought it was something different.
Every year I
got it
out. Well, I'm going to try it, and I like it. I just do not like fruitcake.
Same here. I bought it at a local bakery that's a really good bakery, and it was better than most. I will say that, but I agree. I just can't tolerate fruitcake.
Well, I think the key is to get it fresh, you know. Nothing worse than dried out old fruitcake.
Do you like fruitcake, Kern?
Yeah, especially if it's fresh.
Yeah, see, I have a friend who really likes it, and I'm just like, I just do not. I don't like is it citrine taste of the cherries and so forth? There's a taste. I don't like that taste. But, yeah, I remember my grandmother making fruitcakes many, many years ago. So this time, most people don't celebrate Yule. Most people are celebrating a variety of traditions. In the Jewish faith, they have Hanukkah. Christian, obviously, are, Jesus' birth. How is that with you all celebrating amidst all these other traditions? And is it confusing? Does it cause stress? I have friends in my group that this time causes a lot of stress for them. They kind of feel sometimes like they don't fit in. So have you all had any experiences with that?
I don't think I felt any stress. I enjoy celebrating all of the traditions. In
mm-hmm.
fact, tomorrow's my grandson's Christmas party, and I'm going in the class, and we're going to discuss dreidels and play the dreidel game. And I have little mm-hmm. treat bags for all of them. So, and then, of course, the school that I work at, they celebrate Kwanzaa there. So
mm-hmm.
I enjoy all the aspects of all the different religions.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's not so bad. When I tell somebody season's greetings or happy holidays and they come back with Merry Christmas, I just want to say no thank you, but I don't. I don't. I just nod or I just keep on going. I think maybe some of the folks out there that are religious are starting or Christian are starting to get the idea that we don't like it being pushed on us, but at least the Christmas part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but maybe that message is getting out there that we should be tolerant and be okay with diversity and let everybody have their own way of worshiping. I think that's one of the reasons the pilgrims came here, so they could worship in their own way, and they
right.
did not like Christmas at all. Those pilgrims, you know, they were anti-Christmas. So,
okay.
you know, they so as I say, you know, let's live and let live, and appreciate the diversity and appreciate each other's traditions. You know, I think that's great, Regina, with enjoying the dreidels and. Plus all her creativity, the things she puts together, I think that just is a way to express the joy of this season in a way that's, not in your face. It's something that's an expression of a spirit of joy, and that's pretty cool. I like it.
I do too. Yeah, and again, and actually I'm probably bad. I, for me, Merry Christmas is almost like a secular saying. It doesn't carry with me religious connotations that it would for someone else. But again, I have people that I know who, and a lot of it is because of their home situation or their family, that it, you know, as you say, Karen, it's kind of pushed down their throat. So we kind of talk about, you know, looking at the traditions that necessarily, you know, have more older roots, like decorating an evergreen tree and the Yule log and, you know, things that they can do. You know, I said as you go around and look at, I love to drive around and look at houses decorated and Christmas lights, and to me that's just symbolic of the sun being born and the returning light. So yeah, but again, I know a lot of people, this is a stressful time of year, and, you know, I said some healing prayers last night for people that, you know, this can be a stressful time of year, and with family and holidays don't make your family functional, and feeling, you know, kind of left out. So So again, I really like some of those things, and I really like the idea of the incense and the tea lights, because that's something that somebody could, for low cost, do on their own to really kind of celebrate Yule.
You know, Deb, you were saying you like the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Deborah Morrison's book on Yule? She has a twist on that poem called "The Dawning of the Solstice."
Ooh. Yes, I have that book. And you know what? I will have to pull that out and real read that. Do you know the twist? Can you summarize it for us?
I can read it for you right now. I have it in front of me if you want me to read it to you real quick.
Oh, you don't have to go real quick. Please read it.
Okay. The dawning of the solstice. 'Twas the dawning of the solstice, the shortest day of the year. And we cheered on the mother, for her delivery was near. And as we watched the pink streaks that flashed bright in the sky, we knew he was coming in a flash of an eye. Then the mother groaned once, and an orange streak appeared, then yellow, then white, and we all laughed and cheered. Then the first ray of sunshine bathed us all with its light, and we knew that the sun had been born of the night. And he rose in the sky, just a tiny bright ball, to warm our hearts and our planet. Happy solstice to all. That's her twist on 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Thank you.
I thought
that
it was interesting.
Wonderful.
That is something that I generally read every Yule, too, that poem.
Oh, you know, and I have that book, and I read through it, and absolutely, I think that will be a tradition that we will do, too. That was really, really nice.
You know, one thing you made me realize, it was interesting. Linda B. would always have her Yule tree decorated nothing but stars, suns, and moons.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool to see that type of Yule tree.
Absolutely. And that's what I tell people that, many people aren't out as pagan, or they're in families and that, you know, that celebrate another faith and it's just awkward. But I said stars are something that's very part of this season. And you can find twig stars that look like pentagrams. We buy them all the time. And it's funny, Hobby Lobby usually has more of them than anybody. So, but absolutely, that's a way to have your own tree, and again with stars or twig stars that look like pentacles, to decorate and have your own, bring your own meaning to this season.
I've done that too. I've taken the grapevine wreath, and then I've taken, like you said, the star made out of sticks and twigs that you buy at the craft store. I think I got mine at Walgreens. And so
mm-hmm.
you can create an awesome pentagram-looking wreath to decorate for the holidays. Do you exchange gifts on Yule? With my kids, we exchange one gift on Yule, and, of course, some of the rest on Christmas. But we generally exchange one gift on Yule. So the kids know that, my kids know to celebrate Yule. Does anyone there do that?
You know what? Both of my children are Christian. They grew up, I say they're very pagan friendly. But they grew up and, you know, they know Yule. But typically we exchange gifts on Christmas. The only thing that we did a little bit different, again, wasn't the religious connotation. It was just someone in our family did it, and it was fun, is that they used to leave their shoes outside for St. Nick's. on, I think it's December 6th. So we used to do that. And again, that didn't really have any religious connotation for us, although it is a feast day. It is a religious observance, but we just did it so because it was fun.
It does sound like fun.
Yeah. Well, and I learned I had to not keep the shoes out there all night because animals get into them. But anyway, and we'll eat the chocolate. So, yeah. So, Kern, what do you think?
Well, let's see. Well, I was going to talk about a little about the Yule songs, the Yule carols. I am going to post in the on the discussion page here a link to a very long list of Yule carols or Yule songs that I've paganized. There's a good 20 to 30 songs here on this webpage. Everything from Dancing in a Wiccan Wonderland, you know, to Faunus, the Roman goat god, and Here We Come a Wassailing, which doesn't have to be changed at all. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, Gather Around the Yule Fire, and of course, Silent Night, Solstice Night. Sing the Animal Solstice Song, Be Fish You, Mare Egrets Moose. Don't know if you know that one. And so forth. And there's a couple that quite a few other people have written as well. Ellen Reed and others that have just come up with clever stuff. And what I do on my page, I include the guitar chords so that if there's someone that plays an instrument, they can play the chords along and people, you know, can sing the words. We give out a Yule lyrics sheet for folks and have a lot of fun with that.
And
I know
it looks
not
like write the tune. That's really good. In parentheses, it looks like a lot of these tells exactly what the tune is.
Yeah, it really does help to know. And there are tunes that almost everyone knows that we've all grown up with listening to on the radio or you know, in other places, in churches or in choirs or from carolers and so forth. You know, a lot of these songs, tunes originally were pagan and were stolen from the church, so we're just stealing them back, and I think that's just fair. I know not everybody likes, you know, things to these tunes, but I think quite a few people do, so I know we enjoy them quite a bit.
Yeah, I can get my children to sing these, although they always twitch their little eyebrows up when they're like, "What, you know, this sounds familiar." In fact, what I've done, I agree with you, Kern. I love singing music, and I love paganized carols. And so I have went to like Half Price Books or Walmart or Target or somewhere, and I have learned to buy an instrumental, a traditional music instrumental CD. So that there's no words.
Mm.
So, you know, they just play the music of the Silent Night, and then so I can sing my own words. So, because unlike Kern, I'm not musically gifted and I don't play the guitar. And so actually I have that in my car. So yeah, then I have my little words. So that's what I have learned to do to kind of be able to sing our own words. When our group gets together, that's what we do for Yule. Besides having snacks and feasting, we get together and we sing Christmas pagan carols. And it's funny because at first people are very shy, and then they kind of get into it because the music is so familiar that all of a sudden they're requesting. Everybody has their own favorite. So, yeah, I agree that that's something that's really fun.
I have even taken the words and put them on a trifold brochure so that
uh-huh.
then everyone would have a copy of the words for them to read.
Yeah, we keep handouts, and we take them back each year because we do it every year. And sometimes, though, I will have people that are like, can I have this? I'm like, absolutely. So, yeah, it's just fun. And, again, it's all music that we've grown up with. So, you know, I think that music is familiar, and it's like a trigger for me. And so, it can cause me to be happy or in a good mood or lift my spirits. Because, again, it's music I've just heard my whole life at this time of year.
Yeah, one of my favorites is kind of a interfaith type of message to it. It's to the tune of the First Noel, but it's called Share the Light. And it, like the first verse says, on this winter holiday, let us stop and recall that this season is holy to one and to all. Unto some a son is born, unto us comes the sun, and we know if they don't that all paths are one. And it says, share the light, share the light. All paths are one on this holy night. And kind of brings people together, I think.
Ooh, I love that. Is those
that is
lyrics
nice.
On the site?
Yeah, that's on that page. Yeah, if you want to find it, you can go to a search engine and type in Pagan Songbook Yule and Yule Songs and look for Kern or Kernawain with a C, Cernowain, and you should be able to find it pretty easily that way.
And Regina, after the show's over, I will email you the link.
Oh, okay, great, thanks.
So,
yeah, and I also enjoyed the music we do in our winter solstice singing ritual at the UU Church. It's pretty cool progression. It starts out in the dark, and we start out by singing round and round, the earth is turning, always into morning and morning into night. And so we kind of form a circle there, and we sing We Are a Circle Within a Circle, and some of these songs are familiar to pagans, of course. And they start out with a meditation of growing your roots from your feet into the earth, just like I've seen in many Starhawk books and other books use that guided meditation. And so it's very pagan oriented, but it's also earth friendly in mm-hmm. that people that aren't pagan can get into it as well. And then it has an invocation in it that I'd like to read that I think is really powerful. That speaks about the darkness and the hope for light. Part of it says, blessed is the darkness, for in the darkness we conceive. Blessed is the light, for in the light we give birth. As conception is to birth, so darkness is to light. Know that both the darkness and the light, the sound and the silence, are sacred unto me, who is all creation.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that particular one was written by Judith Laura. But the solstice singing ritual, it's put together. It was put together in 2002 by Julie Forrest Middleton and Stasha Morgan Apple, And they've been singing it for way over 10 years at the UU church we go to. And it's performed in other places in the country, in California and in the, New England and on the East Coast. And so it's pretty cool ritual, and it really helps me to get into the spirit.
When you said that poem, Kern, it made me think about one time I read that the reason this time of year is so stressful is because, you know, it's really a time of where we should be resting and reflecting, because Mother Earth is now resting. And so therefore we should be resting. And instead we're kind of going crazy during the holidays, getting ready for everything.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know everybody's out buying presents, or at least you can buy stuff on the internet, but you still get anxious about it getting sent in time, and then you have to worry about people liking the gifts, and yes, there's a lot of rushing around to special get-togethers and services and things like that. So you're right, it is contrary to what nature is giving us right now.
Absolutely, and I have a lot of work events where we have, you know, holiday celebrations of accounts that I have to go to, and it's funny because when you talked about the darkness and being introspective, that doesn't happen to me until, like, after the new year. That's impulse for me. I mean, again, I think it's because I'm very in a secular world, and I run around, and I have family, and I travel during this time, and so it's funny. I don't really calm down and really go into the darkness usually until the first of the year.
I know I'll be up wrapping all night Christmas presents today. Another stressful thing, right?
Yeah.
I guess it's those days between Christmas and New Year's that are probably the slowdown time for me and for a lot of people.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a fun time. My son lives out of town, and I don't get to see him that often. And so, yeah, he will be here between Christmas and New Year's. And so, yeah, it's going to be a very, very fun, special time for me this year. So, do you all put up evergreen trees? Do you celebrate with trees?
I have an artificial tree. I don't put up a real tree.
Yeah,
I haven't put up a real tree in, oh gosh, quite a few years. Maybe it's when my dad cut his leg and then we went artificial. I can't remember.
Yeah, we put up an artificial tree, but we put up a tree. And for me, it is, I have friends who have very fancy trees, and you know, they only want certain things on their tree, and everything has to match. And my tree is a tree of memories. So I have ornaments when my kids were little. I have, those little paper things that they made in first grade. I have all kinds of things. And something I'm going to start doing now that actually my son does, he's recently been married, well, about 3 years, and every year they buy an ornament that somehow signifies what's going on in their life at that time, whether it's a vacation or, you know, the year they got married. And so I think I'm going to do that with my partner. I think we're going to start maybe on vacation, or we're going to start building our own memories and get an ornament for our tree every year that kind of signifies where we are. I thought that was really cool.
I just visited Christmas Around the World at the Museum of Science and Industry here in Chicago with my grandson, and I did pick up an ornament representing the museum to hang on there. I was wondering, do any of you have a favorite food or dish? I know in my group we like to have Christian Brothers Eggnog. It's a traditional Christmas Yule drink that we like to drink. Is there any traditions with food for any of you?
Probably the biggest thing for me, again, is growing up we had in our pajamas, while my dad read The Night Before Christmas, we would have little cups of punch, which is sherbet and ginger ale, and we would eat cookies. And so we still do that when we all get together. We will have punch and sherbet that night and punch and cookies that night to kind of celebrate that. Other than that, you know, we don't have, other than we have kind of traditional holiday foods, mashed potatoes and ham or turkey or, you know, kind of traditional what you think of holiday foods. But other than that, we do eat a lot this season, and we eat a lot of sweets. Much more.
Yeah, my mom traditionally has, since I was a kid, made a pancake batter thing in a 9 and 11 casserole pan that has, it's pancake batter and it has little wiener sausages or something in it, and then it has this very sweet, sickly sweet cherry syrup that goes on top of it, and apple rings on the top as well, that kind of soak up that cherry taste too. I don't think I would like it if I hadn't grown up on it, but it, mm-hmm. to me, it really is like a family tradition that that we've had, my family, and I've grown to really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's so much fun. We do, in our family, we do stocking. This year, usually I do everybody's stocking. This year we've exchanged names, and so all the adults are doing stockings, and it's kind of fun. My son's a computer genius. Anyway, he found a website where you put everybody's name in, and it emails everybody who their stocking is, so nobody knows who has what stocking.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really cute, and we set a limit of, I think it was $20, and people, it was fun, and people sent out their wish list for little things, and so, yeah. So we're going to, I'm usually not with I see my children briefly, but we celebrate like our gathering after the holidays when my parents come up from out of town. And so, but when we are together, no matter what the date is, we do, you know, Santa Claus comes at night, we celebrate stockings, and we get up the next morning to presents under the tree. And so we kind of recreate that, so it's fun. So that'll be something, a new tradition this year, and I think it's going to be fun. So I'm thinking that's something that we'll just do going forward.
It's always fun getting one of those Yule log ice cream cakes, too, for when celebrating Yule.
Yeah, there's some kind of spice in there that I usually don't have except for that time of year. Not sure what it is, but, yeah, I do like those Yule logs.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And I know, Kern, you mentioned a Unitarian church. For a lot of folks who are wanting community and necessarily would like to have some type of service, but many Unitarian churches have services and like our church has actually a winter solstice services, and most of them are very pagan friendly, or they will have parts of the service that are. So I think that's something else. If somebody, you know, I meet a lot of people who maybe they don't live near their family, or this is not necessarily a really happy time of year. For a lot of people, just the change of the season, and I probably get a little bit like that, just the darkening causes some changes, and they get a little sad. Check out your local Unitarian church to see if maybe that they have services around this time.
That's a good idea, Deb. I know our UU church in our area has night service also here in Indiana.
Yeah.
I know if we live in Wisconsin and closer to Circle Sanctuary near Madison, I'd love to go to the Yule fires there that they have.
Yes, and you know what? Someday the three of us are going to have to take a field trip and go up there. I would like to also do that. Although I'm not much of a snow girl, and they get snow early and a lot up there. Selena will post pictures, and it gets pretty snowy up in Wisconsin.
Well, one of these years, if we have a warmer winter, we'll have to trek up there for sure.
Absolutely. Another
thing I do with my grandson is if we go to the pick an angel off a tree of someone who's in need, and we go buy gifts and fill gifts for that, and we talk about how people, you know, do need things and are not as fortunate as us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also a Yule / Christmas tradition that him and I do.
Yeah, I think that's nice. That's something my partner and I do also. We will pick up families and we will go shopping and do something. I think that's a really great idea. I think that's nice. Something just went right out of my head. I really like that idea, though, about bayberry candles. That's something that one of the classes or workshops that I teach around this time of year is the best pagan gift. You know, what to get someone who's pagan or some things. And we do a pagan book review of books that people have gotten that they really like and what they do. And I really, really like that poem and that idea with the bayberry candle. So I really like that, because you can probably go to any store and pick up bayberry candles, or I was thinking you could actually get tea lights and put bayberry essential oil on them.
Oh, that would be a good idea too.
Yeah. So, yeah, there again is another great idea that I'm probably going to incorporate in next year's Yule ritual. So, but yeah, and actually we have done that. We've actually done it after the Yule season. And again, we had favorite pagan gifts, and people bring in, you know, if they've gotten a pentacle for the holiday season, or they've gotten a book, favorite books. And we've done that as sort of a share. And, so that's kind of a fun thing to do, to get together and see. So,
I was looking up the Yule log ingredients here. Looks like there's quite a few spices in it. There's ground cinnamon, cloves, and ginger, as well as molasses. And I think it's the molasses that I taste in it that I really like and don't get too often.
That's interesting. Where, what is the significance of the Yule log?
The one you eat or the one you burn?
Either one. Really, I was sitting there thinking, why did we ever make Yule log cake?
Why not?
I don't know. Exactly, I don't know. And I've seen And I've seen them very fancy where they have the mushroom, meringue mushroom. So they're very nice. So,
Yeah. I guess the tradition of the Yule log that you burn is
right.
You know, you just pull in a log that will burn
right.
all night and keep you warm for a long time. So you don't have to go out and keep chopping wood during the Yule celebration. I don't know where the Yule log that you eat came from.
I don't know. I wonder
the spiral kind of cake thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I will have to find out. That's interesting. So I don't know, but they are. I agree with you, Regina. They're really good. I like chocolate. So, well, looks like our time is almost at an end. Thank you all for being here tonight.
It was an honor and a privilege to be here with both of you today.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It was an honor being with both of you, too. I really appreciate being invited. Thank you.
It was really fun, and you all gave me lots of good ideas, and I am going to try to slow down and, spend some quiet time and maybe do some reflection and kind of feel her as the earth, the wheel turns. Thank you both for sharing.
Yep, blessed Yule to you.
Yes, blessed Mary Yule. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank David tonight, our sound engineer, for his technical expertise. I'd like to thank Pagans tonight on Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you out there, our listeners, for your continued support of all of our shows here on Circle Radio. Remember, we are here each Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, or 9 p.m. Eastern time zone. Each week, we'll be exploring various topics of interest to the pagan community. We will now transition this show with a musical selection. Good night, everyone. Merry Yule and blessed be.
Silent night, solstice night, all is calm, all is bright. Gather the ancestors round the fire. Let go of the past, bring a new dream alive. Sing to bring in the light, sing to bring in the light. Silent night,
oh, the silent night.
Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.